Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mets have released a press release, and the headline says, Howie Rose to put it in the books. Mets Hall of Fame broadcaster Howie Rose has decided that 2026 will be his final season calling play-by-play for the team. Rose will continue to serve as the master of ceremonies for Mets on-field special events at Citi Field, including opening day, Mets Hall of Fame induction day, and number retirements. The Mets will honor and celebrate Rose all season long with additional details to follow. And we even have a quote. Having grown up in Shea Stadium's upper deck in the 1960s and early 1970s, my long career as a Mets broadcaster has been the epitome of living the dream, said Rose. I have been honored and blessed to follow the lineage of Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, and Ralph Kiner, and I look forward to savoring and sharing every moment of the 2026 season with the greatest fans in baseball. For nearly four decades, Howie Rose's voice has been synonymous with New York Mets baseball, said Mets owners Steve and Alex Cohen. His passion for the Mets has carried across memorable moments to life, or has bringing the franchises. I can't read. I tried. Hold on. I'm going to do this quote again because it's a good one from Steve and Alex. His passion for the Mets has carried across the airwaves and into the homes and hearts of fans everywhere, bringing the franchise's most memorable moments to life. Generations of Mets fans have grown up listening to Howie call the game with authenticity, energy, and a deep appreciation for what this team means to our community. We are grateful for the relationship we've had with Howie and for the dedication he has shown to the organization and our fan base since 1987. We congratulate Howie on an extraordinary career and wish him the very best as he begins his next chapter of his life with his wife Barbara and their daughters Alyssa and Chelsea. We got even got a quote from the architect.
Yeah.
Even have that as well. Howie's passionate voice has cemented his legacy as one of the most beloved and respected broadcasters in the long storied history of the New York radio dial, said Audacy Chief Business Officer and New York Market President Chris Olivero. We have been blessed with Howie's remarkable talent from the very early days of WFN, which we will talk about, and look forward to a season celebrating and honoring an all-time great and true friend. I have to be honest with you, and I have two emotions as a Met fan. I'm very happy for Howie.
Mm-hmm.
He has had a remarkable career, and you always get to say, I'm done doing this, but I am going to miss him. And as I was reading all of this, I was getting a little emotional because he is the voice of a franchise we love, a lot of us love. He has painted the word picture, as Bob Murphy so eloquently used to say, on so many incredible moments. And they're already jumping out at me, whether it's Johan's no-hitter or it's Pete's home run from a few years ago. Yes, I'm allowed to say Pete Alonso's name.
In this occasion, you are.
To my personal favorite, the moment he called the final out of the Mets beating the Dodgers in 2015. That was actually my favorite. So this is bittersweet. I'm going to miss the hell out of Howie Rose, but deepest congratulations to him on what has been a brilliant career. This season will be his final year calling New York Mets games.
So, but he'll still be around, as mentioned by Evan in this press release, doing special events at Citi Field, whether it's the Hall of Fame induction day or number retirements or any other of those special events that you guys know about. Was he the first, your first voice for the Mets that you heard on the radio?
No,
or was it Bob?
It was Bob for me. So growing up, it was Bob and it was Gary. And Howie was right here on WFAN. I grew up listening to Howie Rose do the night shift yes, along with Mets Extra.
So he was you on before WFAN. He was you before you.
Don't besmirch Howie by saying he was me. No,
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah. Talking Mets on WFAN.
And he was brilliant at it. He may be too humble to say this. He's one of the great talk show hosts in the history of this radio station. Mm. And before we continue anymore, and we'll take your phone calls if you want to chime in on this big announcement, Howie calling it quits after the 2026 season, here is a special audio message from Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie Rose here. Excited as always about the beginning of another Mets season. In fact, I've been blessed to be a part of Mets broadcasts in one capacity or another since 1987. And every season's been unique and significant in its own way. This year, though, will be especially meaningful to me because 2026 will be my final season in the Mets broadcast booth. Now, trust me, I did not arrive at this decision to retire easily. I've been going back and forth in my mind about it for the last few years. But the simple reality is that I'm 72 years old, and my wife, Barbara, who has sacrificed so much for so long, deserves to have her husband around a little more often, whether she likes it or not. I'm not planning on making a clean break. Hopefully, I'll be involved now and then in some still-to-be-determined capacity, because for me, letting go of the Mets isn't hard. It's impossible. And one of the biggest reasons for that is the bond that we've created with each other through all these years. The warmth, acceptance, and yes, love that you've shown me in so many ways for so long makes this all the more difficult. And I return those feelings in kind. This year, I'll be in the booth for all of the home games, plus the three at Yankee Stadium, and of course, every game, home and away, during the postseason. You know, I'm always honored to start the season by emceeing opening day at Citi Field, but this year in particular, I would like nothing better than to bookend that by serving as master of ceremonies on the steps of City Hall after a trip down the Canyon of Heroes
yes,
immediately following the season.
Yes.
That would make this dream that I've lived complete. So thanks for everything, and I'll see you on opening day.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Howie.
Wow, Howie.
I'm running through a brick wall right now.
Yeah, you should, but...
Oh, my God.
No pressure, Myth. No pressure. No, nothing at all.
No. I'll put the pressure on. They got to win it all. I mean, they got to win it all. Because Howie's right. And Howie has said this before when he's joined us. And we will talk to Howie a little bit later on to go more detail about this and talk some Mets baseball. But he has always said that one call he wants to make is the call of winning a championship. Mm. And he's come close. And like I mentioned, he's had some great all-time calls. I mean, the first no-hitter in the history of the franchise. And I understand how it's tough for you to understand this, for Sean to understand this, for Yankee fans to understand this. That was our white whale. That right. was our, this is never going to happen. And you could hear it in Howie's call, which I'll play for you. In fact, pull that one up. That'll be the first one we play in a couple minutes. You can hear it in his voice how much that no-hitter meant to him and meant to all of us as Met fans. He perfectly represented it. And he's called winning pennants like 2015 and winning unbelievable games like the Alonzo home run in Milwaukee. But you just heard it. You just heard it at the end of that beautiful statement. He's got to call a World Series this year. Mm. So to Bo Bichette and to Juan Soto and to Freddy Peralta and to you, Carlos Mendoza, if you don't win it all this year, what an opportunity you've blown. Because we need to hear. We deserve it. But more than us, Howie deserves it.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about what you just said? All those guys that you just mentioned, none of them know the real long-term impact of Howie Rose because they haven't been here that long.
They're going
to
learn.
They're all these new to the Met players and obviously the manager as well, even though he's been here for a few more years than most of those guys. But still, it's almost like you wish this was the team from last year.
Right.
Who had all of those Mets that have been here for whiles, the core that you want to talk about, they're gone now.
Yeah.
And so it'll mean something. Yeah. Obviously, winning a world championship, winning a World Series means a lot to everybody involved with an organization, but it would probably be more if you're doing it for Howie if you'd been here for five, six, seven, eight, or a decade.
You have a few guys who have, but obviously not a lot. And I remember one of the coolest viral clips after Pete hit that home run against Devin Williams, of all people, was how they played the call on the charter leaving Milwaukee, and the whole Met team was loving it.
Yeah.
So sometimes just hearing the voice and hearing the big moment that maybe you were a part of, and obviously the Mets have a bunch of new players who haven't been a part of any moments yet, that teaches you very quickly the importance of a voice in the history of the franchise. But I mentioned to you, Johan, and this is what made, there's so many things that made Howie Rose, I don't want to say made, he has a full season he's about to call for us, so we still have a year of Howie, but part of what has made him one of the great voices is something you can't teach, which is the passion. He said it. It's one of the first things he said. He grew up as a Met fan. He grew up in the upper deck. He's all of us.
Right.
He's a little bit older.
He's not trying to be unbiased.
No, he's a Met fan.
Right.
He knows what it's like. And that's why this call of the Johan Santana no-hitter, and I say this with respect to you and to Sean and to Big Mac, you don't get it. And that's okay. The no-hitter was the Holy Grail. It was the thing that we were taught would never happen. Howie would say on a lot of broadcasts, he knows this, when the Mets would give up a hit in the third inning, that's the 977th game, or whatever the number was, of the Mets not pitching a no-hitter. Like, it was a running joke. And so on that Friday night in 2012, when Johan Santana, who had thrown 100 million pitches and had walked quite a few guys, and yes, gave up a hit a few innings earlier, that was called foul. Listen to the emotion of this call.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter in the 8,020th game in the history of the New York Mets. They finally have a no-hitter. And who better to do it than Johan Santana? And what a remarkable story. His teammates are mobbing him at the mound. The players in the bullpen are trotting in. It is a surreal feeling here at Citi Field. The first no-hitter in the history of the New York Mets has been pitched by as worthy a candidate as anyone, Johan Santana. Put it in the books, in the history books. One of the seminal moments in the history of this franchise. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everybody is just milling at the pitching mound.
I dare you, Sean, mock the no-hitter. Go ahead.
Today is not the day for that. Today is the day for Howie Rose.
Exactly.
I will say that the other night meant more to Johan Santana, but that's neither here nor there.
That's different. That's very, very different. And I tell you, something Howie said in that call is, again, why he has been one of the great broadcasters in the history of all sports. He said something, and I remember that night. That's one of those nights I'll never forget as a fan. And I didn't get to hear his call live because I was there. I was sitting right underneath him. I was like 20 feet away from Howie that night. And you know what I kept thinking about as I was watching the Mets celebrate? I'm going to cry. I don't want to cry. That's how much that moment means. Mm. Here's what he said that I was thinking. Surreal. It's the perfect word.
Yeah.
Because I remember standing there with my arms folded, just watching the scene, and I was like, this is the most surreal thing I've ever seen in my life. And Howie Rose nailed it with that call because it was. He knew how to describe everything brilliantly.
Yeah. Well, especially because it had never happened. 8,000. That was the real number.
That's a real number.
8,020.
That's right.
Games for the first no-hitter in Mets history.
That's right.
That's pretty damn impressive.
That's right.
I mean, not impressive, meaning that's pathetic. That's a long time. I don't want to use negativity. It's just a long time when you think about it.
And I think what made that streak so crazy are the guys that left and then pitched no-hitters. Mm. Whether it was Nolan Ryan who hit those seven
right,
of them,
right.
Or George Thomas Seaver, or even Doc Gooden doing it with the Yankees, a game Sean was at. Like, there's such a long list of guys who would then do it. It's a part of what made that moment so special. But the other thing about Howie Rose, and this is for you, Sean, this is obviously for a lot of people in the audience, this is a celebration about him and the New York Mets, but his career features a lot of other things. It features the most famous call in the history of New York sports, maybe outside of the Bobby Thompson home run. And that mm-hmm. was, you know, let's be honest, it was 70 years ago.
Right.
The shot heard around the world.
Right, a lot of our audience hasn't heard it.
They've heard it, or it's just history. You know?
Some have maybe not heard it.
Maybe. You're right. It makes me want to play it, but not today. But obviously, we're talking about Stefan Matteau. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a moment that I know means a lot to you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Means a lot to a lot of people in the audience. We actually talked briefly about this yesterday because we forget about how the Devils tied it with seven seconds to go. But Howie Rose calling the Stefan Matteau game-winning goal that sent the New York Rangers to the Stanley Cup Final, this is literally on its own mountaintop of all-time New York sports calls. Would you like to wax poetic before we play, Sean?
Just real quickly, I will tell you where I was as a first grader just falling in love with sports, going to as many Rangers games as I went to this year. I don't think I fully grasped radio at that point.
Hmm.
When this call happens and you hear it for the days on end after, it is the first time I fell in love with radio was this call.
But you
call.
Didn't hear this live.
Didn't hear it live, yeah, but obviously you hear it going on. This call made me fall in love with radio for the first time.
I will tell you something crazy. I did hear it live. Mm. And the reason I heard it live is sort of pathetic on my end, but at least I got to hear it from Howie. I was at a Met game. And me and my dad had the Walkman out, and we were listening.
You were at the Met game that night?
Damn right I was!
Wow.
And
so you're listening to the hockey game.
Yeah.
While at a Met game.
Dude, when...
What was the Met game?
Oh, dude, I couldn't tell you that.
That's got to be in the book that I met Toe's goal.
That's right.
I almost have to look it up now to, like, see who they were playing. It was...
It was not memorable,
no,
obviously.
Dude, it was 1994. First of all, the season never ended because there was a strike. So it was, like, not even a thing. I actually remember the Devils tying it and telling everybody around me in such a kid douchey way. You're not going to believe it. The Rangers blew the lead. And then, of course, you had this call.
Kachisov for the Devils plays it cross ice into the far corner. Matteau swoops in to intercept. Matteau behind the net. Swings it in front. He scores! Matteau! And the Rangers have one more hill to climb, baby! But it's Moot Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
I mean, that is just...
Oh, my God, I'm welling up in tears just hearing it again. Think about it. You could picture.
I'm trying to think which one is better. That one's almost better than Santana.
No, that's, look.
I'm just, because it's, hockey's different. Because in baseball, you could probably feel for a while, this could be a no-hitter. This could be a no-hitter. This could be a no-hitter. Especially you get into the last inning.
Yeah.
You get to the last few pitches. This could be a no-hitter. Oh, the penultimate out. Oh, man, he's only got one more. That moment with Mateau is like, all right, face off. Wait, he's running. Like, you just win.
Right, the game would have gone.
It just happened. Yeah. It just happened. There's no buildup. It just happened.
It's also, I mean, let's just be honest. It's game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals against a local blood rival.
Right.
Mine's a Friday night against the Cardinals long season.
It's just something that was cool because it had never happened. Dude, I think the Mateau call, and again, I'm completely unbiased here.
Of course.
Because I have no dog in either one of these fights. The Mateau call, to me, is more a genuine shock, surprise, excitement, but it is so clean. It just makes it fantastic.
It's also much more difficult to do. Right. I mean, you're describing the action. Look,
yeah,
I
thought about it.
I think there were two calls.
When Santana's getting ready to pitch a no-hitter, you've kind of thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to say?
You're right.
When and if this happens.
You're 1,000% right.
And what am I going to say when and if this doesn't happen? Somebody gives up a hit. What am I going to say?
Oh, my God. Howie may have died on the air if that happened.
Right. With Mateau?
Yeah.
You got to call it like you see it.
Yeah. I think the Stephon Mateau call and the Bobby Thompson call are far and away, and it's not particularly close.
Yeah.
The two greatest sports calls in New York sports history. Mm. It's just not, like, it's those two. And the Bobby Thompson one, I think it's just because of the historic nature of it. It was Giants-Dodgers. It was a playoff. It was Bobby Thompson, the guy screaming.
Right.
I know his name, but I'm forgetting it for a second, which is pathetic on my end. The broadcaster, Russ Hodges.
There you go. I think I have it.
Sorry about that.
I wouldn't know.
Please fact check me on that.
Yeah.